Simen Shin Chav Hei, Sif Ches. The Shulchan Aruch here discusses something that no malacha was done in Shabbos, not seda, trapping of an animal, and not ktsira, cutting off a tree. Rather, it was brought by a guy from out of the tchum on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says that in such a case, there's no issue of muksa, because the item really could have been used wherever it was beginning of Shabbos, so it's not muksa. The question is, had the guy, he did the issur d'rabban of bringing it out of the tchum, from out of the tchum on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says, if the guy brought it for himself, that's mutter for you to be netted from even that day, because no malacha was done with it, and the bringing from out of the tchum, the guy did it for himself, so there's no problem. And the Mishnah Berurah says, that doesn't make a difference if you went out of Tchum Apayim, which is Drabonon, or Tchum of Yud Beis Mo, which according to many places is Deraisa. The guy did it for himself, there's no problem for us to be nana from it. Let's say he brought it for a Yid. So Muksa is no issue of Muksa. However, the Yid who it was brought for is not allowed to be nana from it. He can't, let's say it's a food, he can't eat it that day. Since there's only this Drabonon involved in bringing something out of Tchum, so therefore it's only Aser and Hana and Achila for the person for whom it was brought. And since it's mutter for other people, therefore it does not become muksa, because it's mutter for other people to use even on Shabbos. However, whoever it was brought for cannot be netted from it that day on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it was brought from Alev Yubes Mil, which according to many places comes Deraisa, since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, it does not get the Chomer of Deraisa for this, and therefore it's mutter for other people. It's only Aser and Achila and Hanal for the person who was brought for. And Mishnah Berurah explains that it means not just the individual person who the guy had in mind when he brought it for, but even for his family members, or if he had guests who were invited by him for Shabbos, that's also included in that. It means for that person and his family, because really it was brought for all of them. It wasn't brought for an individual, it was brought for this family. And the Mechaber says that this person, or like we said, this family that was brought for, that not only could they not be netted from on Shabbos, even after Shabbos, they cannot be netted from it, b'chtei shi'asa. The amount of time it would take for the goy to do this after Shabbos, the amount of time it would take the goy to bring from Avot Chum on Shabbos. There is a Yesh Ivan brought down Shulchan Aruch, that our other Rishonim will hold, that even for the people from whom it was brought for, they could be netted from it right after Shabbos, there's no din of b'chtei shi'asa. Since we're howling over here, Drabonon, even Tchum of Yubez Bill over here, which does not have the full chomer of deraisa because not meforish patera, does not have the din of kadesh yasa, and if right after Shabbos you could be nana from it. However, in general we are chayish for the first shita, especially by yibes mo, which is according to many places from deraisa, but even at chumah paim we're chayish for the first shita, and therefore should not be nana from it until kadesh yasa, until the amount of time we have taken for the goyta brought from avot chum after Shabbos. However, letzarech mitzvah one could be samech on the shita that is mekel over here. Now, the Ramah says that somebody's come hold that night does not go into the cheshbon, since it's not the derech of travel at night, at least in the olden days, definitely was not the derech of travel at night. So therefore, we cannot say kadesh yasa in the night. For example, let's say it was a 3-hour trip for the guy to bring it from Avot Chum to over here. He brought from very far. It was a 3-hour trip. And Shabbos ended at 8 o'clock at night. So we cannot say that by 11 o'clock at night, you can be nana from it, because those 3 hours of night, from 8 to 11 o'clock at night, is not a time that the guy could have done it for us after Shabbos, because typically travel and bringing things only done during daylight hours. Rather, you have to wait till the next morning. Let's say the next morning begins 7 o'clock in the morning. So by 10 o'clock in the morning, you could be nana from it. Now, this is a machlekes. It's a shita that's brought down by the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham brings from the Amshe Shlema that he's mekel on this. And therefore, there's definitely room to be mekel, because we're handling over here kadesh yasa, which is already a machlekes to begin with. So to be machber, not to count the night, there's room to be mekel on that, especially if one has arachim as guests, or there's another dvar mitzvah, another cheshmel dvar mitzvah involved. However, if itzah deraisa was done also, like it was also picked from mechubal karka, or katsira don, or tzeder, something like that on Shabbos also, says so an element of deraisa also, so then we cannot be mekel on this shaila of counting the night, not counting the night. But if it's all in the world of drabonon, in which case it's already machlekes, if we're mekel on, if we're machber on kadesh yasa, or if we're mekel kadesh yasa, even though usually we are machber on kadesh yasa, even by drabonon, unless it's mokka mitzvah, but to be machber, not to count the night, that much one does not be machber, one can be mekel. Even if it's not for Dvar Mitzvah, Kav HaChomer, it's for Dvar Mitzvah. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out, since we're handling in the Sif, something is brought from Avot Chum, therefore it was brought on a Svina, on a boat, and it was the Ma'al Me'asar, it was more than 10 Tefachim above the ground, so we pass the Ain Tchum on the Ma'al Me'asar, there's no problem of Tchum above 10 Tefachim from the ground, and therefore there would not be any Isser of Tchumen, unless it was below 10 Tefachim at one point, or on the ground, on the dry land at one point, Me'ash Moshe, at which point the Tchum does begin from that point. Also, if it was brought to sell in the city, if you say it's mostly Yidden, it's also everyone in the city, it's considered as brought for everyone in the city, if you say it's mostly Goyim, then the assumption is that it's brought for the Goyim, and then it's mutter for the Yidden to be nana from it on Shabbos. for a tuyin that things are brought from out of the tchum for the machab to trade with each other is also, but for the person who was brought for the sell to someone else, as long as he sells it at cost price and does not make money from it, Mishnah Berurah says that's fine.